Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're focusing on the Chippewa Entertainment District after a recent deadly shooting. Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Councilman, is on the WBEN live line. Mitch, lots of ideas are being thrown around. Closing bars earlier, keeping the area to 21 and older, or just increasing the police presence. Where do you stand on all this?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan, and thanks for having me on. And yes, Chippewa is an entertainment district, and we need to make sure that nightlife is a part of our economy and our life. Unfortunately, the terrible homicide that happened where one 19-year-old discharged a weapon, killing another 19-year-old, is a large societal problem. And, when it comes down to safety of Chippewa, there's a lot of ideas out there that I'm, happy to work with the Alliance on. It's just a lot of it is, how we're going to implement it. So after speaking with B District Chief, he is going to extend what the Chippewa detail looks like when it comes to BPD. There's a lot of enforcement that we're going to need when it comes to these parking lots those that own it, having an intendant looking through there and surveilling it and having security, because we oftentimes know that young individuals are coming in. They're not consuming alcohol at the bars or the establishments. They're drinking inside their cars, and then it spills out to arguments and nefariousness on the street. But when it comes down to it, not only do we need a larger footprint of patrol, we need to make sure that we're enforcing that people can't just be on the street that aren't doing anything productive, ultimately have better street lighting and come up with a design of the environment of better access in and out for those that are there 21.
And there was a period of time over the summer where a portion of Chippewa was closed to traffic between, on weekends, between certain hours, overnight. It seemed like that had a lot of support. It's not there now. There's been the idea of closing it down to traffic, at least a block of it, permanently so that the, entertainment district could kind of flourish. It has support of business owners on Chippewa. What's standing in the way of making something like that happen as far as the city's concerned?
I think where the new administration come January and myself are going to have to come up with what does it look like in the sense of, who is putting up the barricades, at what cost does this come to the city? As we know, overtime in Buffalo Police Department is under, heavy scrutiny because of the cost that comes to the city. And then when it comes to over 21, we have to specifically look at legislation, because how essentially can we prohibit someone that's 21 on a public sidewalk? So a lot of those are just logistics that we'd have to come up with legislatively, budgetarily, of what this looks like and whose responsibility if there's a cost-sharing ability with the Chippewa Alliance and other private proprietors of how the city can work together on how to make this tangible.
All right. On another issue, Mitch. The council will be reviewing Mayor Scanlon's budget. But in the meantime, Comptroller Barbara Miller-Williams asked the council to tap into the Rainy Day Fund or City Reserves to close out a $6.8 million variance from the 2024-25 fiscal year. And she didn't ask you to consider it. She wanted it done right away, right?
Correct. So we are, due to extreme circumstances of claims that were against the city, where our corporation counsel at the time, I believe, didn't have much fortitude when they were settling these large cases. We should have bonded out for a large amount of these cases that at a heavy cost to the city. And because we didn't expect to settle so quick so soon, it swung us into a negative variance. We had budgeted about $4 million for claims because that's what the department had told us that we should have budgeted for. Ultimately, the claims went way higher and swung us into a negative variance. So we were given a letter. I was given a letter yesterday, or on Veterans Day when City Hall was closed, from the comptroller that was up to, you know, the charter standards for us to consider using the Rainy Day Fund. So for folks listening back at home, it's essentially that it's an overdraft in your checking, and we're using our savings to cover that cost to make sure that our bond rating doesn't fall into a negative outlook, or even a more negative outlook, while we're debating a capital budget. So that's why I urged council members to essentially do it, because multiple things can be true at the same time. But if we're going to debate a capital budget in December, we need to make sure that we're making wise decisions so that it doesn't put us in peril while we're deliberating a large capital budget to the tune of $94 million from Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon.
At $66 million over the borrowing limit that's recommended by the comptroller, but most of that, correct me if I'm wrong, is on behalf of the school district, which gets reimbursed by the state.
Correct. And that's where the battle of the bonds, even in the previous capital budget, is. And where I'm confused is where the comptroller is not understanding this is, you know, in other suburbs, their school boards have bonding authority for their school districts. In the Buffalo, in the city, we are currently the bonding authority for the Buffalo Public Schools. And all those bonds are reimbursable by the state of New York, and the remaining money they have shown and demonstrated to the city that they have on hand to close.
And now the budget process is going to begin. What does that look like?
So in finance, we're going to have that item before us where we're going to really rip apart what this looks like. For myself, I want to make sure that my district's priorities are reflected in that document, and not in a general infrastructure line, but written out, encumbered, very crystal clear, that members have their district's priorities reflected in that. So we have a few weeks before our charter mandated deadline by December 15th to either to adopt a budget. And the council needs to step up, be a little aggressive, and push back a little bit, and look at this budget and make sure that from infrastructure, fire apparatuses, to things that keep the city moving are reflected in that document.
Does the transition from Scanlon to Ryan change at all what you do in this process?
After canvassing members, I don't believe so, but I do believe the new administration will benefit from a capital budget that's passed and that's well thought, because a majority of that work will blossom under new leadership.
Hey, Mitch, thank you for the time this morning. We always appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.